Welcome to this year's edition of FCA Connect, a new show produced at FCA for you to keep you updated on what's happening at FCA. FCA equips preschool through 12th grade with biblical worldview to be passionate ambassadors of Christ and a positive impact on our community. Now to our host, FCA Senior, Casey Green.
Hi, and welcome to this week's episode of FCA Connect. I'm here with Senior Isaac Spangler.
Hey.
So we're here to talk about your senior project. So what is your senior project?
I'm going to be producing, mastering, and editing my own album.
That sounds like it'll be a lot of work. How much time have you put into it?
So far, I've logged probably about 48 hours. I've tried to do 6 hours a day, 3 days a week.
Dang. Wow, that's a lot.
Yeah, it takes a lot of time.
I can see that. It's really time-consuming. Why did you choose this project?
I've always enjoyed playing music, and recently I got a bunch of little electronic gadgets that make music, and when I put them all together, I liked what I heard, so I figured it'd be fun.
That sounds like it's a lot of fun. How do you prepare for it?
Well, I taught myself the equivalent of 4 college classes in electronics and in synthesis over the summer of my sophomore year.
Really?
Yeah, really. There's cool. Tons of stuff online that you can learn from. There's YouTube videos. I talked with a couple producers online because I like some of their work. I've got a friend who goes by 12th Chromatic, and he taught me how to chop old school jungle breaks using a sequencer.
Teaching yourself, that's like so cool because not many people can do that. What got you interested in music?
At the age of 3, I started playing violin, and it's actually kind of boring. The music that I make is a lot more exciting than Haydn's concertos. So when I got started with teaching myself piano, I figured that I'd be able to buy a keyboard and play with a bunch of different sounds. And then I started recording that and putting it in a digital audio workstation to make liquid drum and bass and house and techno and stuff like that.
Are those all different genres of music?
Yep. They're technically subgenres.
You also work on the radio show, correct?
Yep. I'm co-producer along with you, and I edit out all the mistakes.
This is very true.
That you make.
True. I mean, I make so many. So thank you so much. Because it's a long process.
It's been a lot of fun.
That wasn't serious.
It was. I do enjoy it. It is a lot of work, though, especially the deadlines.
True. Definitely true. Do you have fun on the radio show?
Yes, I do enjoy it. It's been a lot of fun.
What do you do? How did that come about? How did you get involved working with the radio show?
You and I were editing one of the spots for the actual 90.9 broadcast. It was a Keener spot about the preschool, and JT saw that I had technical ability working with the software we use. It's from the 90s. What's it called?
Genuinely no idea.
Okay. It's something.
Cool Edit.
Yeah, Cool Edit. I walked around it a little bit. I used some dynamic processing that he hadn't used before, and he was actually getting ready to cancel the show right then and there, but when he saw how good I was and that you were there.
Yep. Mm-hmm. He thought I was really personable, and he thinks I'm nice, and I can... I can't talk, but...
Yeah, you can.
He thinks I'm really nice and personable, so he asked me to be the host.
Yes, because he saw that you had people skills. He asked you to be the host and me to be the editor. And so we just started doing broadcasts. I have no idea if anyone listens to them. That's the hard part of being on radio. You can't count it like you can online, but it's still a lot of fun.
It is a lot of fun. Thank you so much for coming on, Isaac.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
You're welcome. And now we're going to kick it on over to...
Trivia.
Hello, this is Eli here with your weekly trivia facts. This segment is about me presenting you with 5 random facts of trivia. So let's get right into that trivia. The word unfriend appears in print all the way back in 1659. So I guess you could unfriend your Facebook friend since 1659. A baby can cost new parents 750 hours of sleep in the first year. So I guess they never sleep in the first year of having a baby. The Code of Hammurabi decreed that bartenders who watered down beer would be executed. Well, the American Psychiatric Association's DSM-V handbook classifies caffeine withdrawal as a mental disorder. So I guess when you're suffering from withdrawal of caffeine and you're crashing, it's all in the head, man. All in the head. The Dole/Kemp website from 1996 is still up and running. I don't even know what that is, but it's really old. That's been it for this week of weekly trivia tidbits. So tune in next week to hear what random trivia tidbits I have for you then.
FCA Sports Update. Knight's football team suffered a tough loss on Saturday. They played at Worthington Christian and lost 43-21. With this loss, the Knights moved to 7-2 on the season and 4-1 in league play. FCA has senior night and plays the next on Saturday, October 29th, against Harvest Prep. The Cross Country MSL Championship was October 15th. The girls and boys cross country teams both competed at the MSL Championship meet at Grove City Christian on Saturday. Both the boys and girls teams are the MSL champions. The first team MSL runners on the girls team are Kylie Edwards, who placed first, Mallory Edwards, who placed fourth, and Mommy Adu, who placed fifth. The second team MSL runners on the girls team are Liz Vrana, who placed 8th, Katie Keys, who placed 10th, Cassie Thompson, who placed 12th, and Sophia Sterling, who placed 13th. The first team MSL runners for the boys team include Luke Kumler, who placed 2nd, Noah Davis, who placed 5th, Luke Hoover, who placed 7th. Second team MSL runners for the boys include Luke Custer, who placed 11th, Preston Randall, who placed 12th, Ethan Roberts, who placed 13th, and Adam Holbrook, who placed 14th. Both teams run next at the district meet on Saturday, October 22nd at Watkins Memorial High School.
And now for the verse of the week, Joshua 1:9. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged. For the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. This means that you should always trust in the Lord, because no matter where you are, no matter where you go, He will always be with you.
Thanks for joining us this week at FCA Connect. We hope you've been blessed by our broadcast. If you want to learn more about FCA, please visit our website at www.fcanights.org or call us at 740-654-2889. You can also check us out on YouTube at youtube.com and then search Fairfield Christian Academy. Till next week, God bless.